KBMW.
Good morning, you. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Nice morning going on. Sunshine, 69 degrees. It's a snooze day, Tuesday, August 16th, and as part of our Tuesday talk around, we always get things started talking real estate with the experts. Steve and Sherry from Action Realty, Steve Dietrich in studio this morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Welcome back.
Yo, thank you. Good to be back, and just good to be up walking around.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Well, let's talk real estate as we do every Tuesday. We were into this discussion, too, before we went on the air about the right price, you know, and I was going to ask you this because it's popped up in my head a couple of times. When you're in it with somebody that's selling their home and they come to you and they say, this is what we want for it, and it's just totally out of reach, and you know that, I suppose you have to be a little diplomatic on how you talk people down.
Well, you do. At the same time, sometimes we just try it there to, I guess, you know, prove the point that mm-hmm. we are too high. But at the same time, every once in a while, you get made a liar, you know, because it happens.
Exactly.
But most of the time, I think we have a pretty good idea if they're going to go or not. And, you know, the first days of marketing are important time. And the thought process sometimes is we can always come down. Mm-hmm. But when you come down after the excitement of a new listing is gone, it's just there, you know, people lose, you know, it's just kind of like out of sight, out of mind now.
Sure, sure.
And so it does matter a little bit on where you start pricing property. But having watched what's happened here the last couple of years, mm-hmm. it's, you know, I understand people's want to be on that higher of the range if you can. And right now, I'm not so sure we should be up there. It's wobbling a little bit on the mm-hmm. upper ends, especially.
Okay.
Slowed down a little bit. Is that because of the interest rates having gone up and it's made it less affordable? And so that's backed it down a little bit. Plus, you know, right before school starts, people are busy getting all that done and mm-hmm. with their families and stuff. And so, you know, you usually see a little bit of lull right now, maybe for a couple weeks, 3 weeks.
So back up to something you just said, too. There is a shelf life to new listings where there is that excitement and then that kind of dies down the longer it sits there.
Correct.
Okay.
I mean, I just think it does, you know, and yet there's not that many houses to pick from out there. The new construction has quite a bit. But, you know, the used housing is still not that many, although there's going to be some more coming on. I know myself, I've got probably 3 more listings coming on shortly. And
okay.
And we're starting to see a couple things out there. And I have one out there right now that we put on up near 18th Avenue. Great neighborhood, nice home, big corner. You know, we put a price on it. And mm-hmm. And it hasn't sold yet, you know, which was almost unheard of a few months ago.
Right. I mean, it was crazy. It's,
yeah.
It's like everything you put out there got gobbled up right away.
Yep.
So now it's starting to slow up a little bit?
I sense a little bit of a slowdown, and, you know, for different reasons. Like I say, interest rates, maybe just timing with school and stuff. People got their minds somewhere else, mm-hmm. getting kids back to school and getting going here again.
So. Were you amazed with the economy as much in flux as it's been, that locally the market's been pretty good for housing?
Yeah, in general it is, and then part of it just in our favor, I guess, or the seller's favor is because of the numbers. There's so few listings out there, you know, that itself just kind of keeps people on edge, you know, looking for the right house to
sure.
pop up because there isn't a lot of choices. So you fight a little bit of that with that, you mm-hmm. know, excitement part of it. But in the big picture right now, and if you listen to some of the newscasts they do in Fargo with realtors, they said it's, you know, time periods have lengthened on, you know, the amount of time a listing's hanging out.
So it isn't just here. I mean, that's going on over.
And the National Association Realtors puts out stuff, and the market has slowed, you know, on the national scene, too. Mm-hmm.
So if people want some more information, because, again, there's stuff coming available here, they can contact you or just stop in.
Yep, they can do that. And if you happen to have a realtor you're working with, or you're looking at MLS or Zillow or some of these things, make sure you stay watching because
right.
there'll be a few things popping in there.
All right. Well, great to have you back in studio again, Steve Dietrich.
Good to have you back in studio, too.
Great rest of the week, and we'll talk next Tuesday.
All right, Bill, have a good one.
Talking real estate with Steve Dietrich, Sherry Bell, as we do every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning. The Voice of the Valley, KBMW.
got an 06 stick shift, dark blue F-150 in good condition. Out 119,000 miles, only 5 on the new transmission. It's got leather seats, a sunroof, it's sitting on 33s that run smooth. It'll get you from A to B, but not for me. Cause every time I turn that key, I see her shotgun riding down a two-lane road, just driving around with no place to go. Singing along to where the green grass grows, hands out the window floating on the breeze. She's fixing her lips in the drop-down mirror. That pretty little thing made it hard to steer. I'm never gonna get her out of there. There's too many memories. Now there's a for sale sign in the window. Yeah, cause if I'm gonna let her go, I gotta let it go. Yeah, it's gotta go. So, it's 7500 OBO. Back bumper's got a dent from her backing into a mailbox first time she drove it. Couldn't even be mad with her looking like that. Told her hell, you can hardly even notice. It's got nights with her, I can't forget. Kissing on the tailgate of the truck bed. I wish I didn't have to get rid of it. But every time I turn that